Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 5, Spirit-empowered witnessing. Summary. In my back, there is a piece of art drawn, painted by the Austrian artist Maximilian Jentscher. And I move a little bit. Who is this? Minister of Finances of Ethiopia. Now, where is Ethiopia? Far, far away from Israel. Very far away. Imagine how long. I'm here in Austria. And from Austria to Israel, it is as far as from Israel to Ethiopia. You need weeks. Month with such a carriage to get there. We hear of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, this famous Austrian composer and musician. When he was a child, he moved with his father on a carriage to England. From Austria to England. And on one day they managed, about a distance of 30 miles. This was the best. So when your destination is thousands of miles away and you manage 30 miles a day, how long will it take for you? So this is what this person has to do for a month on a carriage. Why so? We read in the book of Acts, chapter 8, that this man this minister of Ethiopia, minister for finances, he had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Now that's amazing. And because he's so rich, he can buy a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. This was the most expensive scroll because it was the longest of all the scrolls. And he reads loud, in a loud voice. And Philip is called by God to be there on the very spot where this man comes by, a road in the desert, down there to Egypt. And Philip asks, are you able to understand what you're going to read? How can I? If there isn't anyone who helps me. Get up. And so they continue their journey. This minister of finances and Philip. And Philip explains to him the text of Isaiah 53, the lamb. The Messiah is a lamb being sacrificed for our sins. The one without sins carries the sins for us. And this minister of finances has the best day in his life. He discovers Jesus, is baptized, goes back to Ethiopia and spreads the good news. The queen and all the people, they become Christians. 1,900 years later, Italian soldiers took hold of this area with the help of German parachute fighters, and it became an Italian colony. And these Roman Catholic Italians, they came from here, down there, they discover Ethiopians are Christians celebrating the Sabbath day. What a surprise. High up there in the mountains, isolated, for the 1,900 years, they had been followers of Jesus celebrating the Sabbath day, because the Sabbath day was the holy day of the early Christians. This is the proof.